Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adshead, Storage Editor. With me today I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust, and today we're going to be talking about the whys and hows of getting storage and compliance onto the agenda of your board. So the first question I have today, Mathieu, is why is it important to get storage and compliance on the board's agenda?
Thanks, Anthony. Well, I think it all boils down to the concept of cyber accountability, which really is the responsibility for key decision makers like CEOs, TXOs, and board members to essentially be accountable for the data that they're entrusted with, whether it's employee data, customer data, trade secrets, or third-party data. And you find that concept of cyber accountability in the Data Protection Act, in GDPR, in NIST, in PCI, and in many other regulations. At the end of the day, it's about, from a data perspective and a storage perspective, it's all about traceability, non-repudiation, making sure that the actions of an entity can be traced back uniquely to that entity and potentially to users. And so the risks of not taking cyber accountability seriously for the board are indeed very serious. First of all, there's the risk of regulatory action, which could result in fines, in some countries even some criminal charges, but also in terms of losing client confidence and losing confidence from the team. So we've seen folks getting in trouble as a result of the Equifax issue. More recently, we've seen the CEO of Zoom getting in trouble because of some security and compliance issues that came out as a result of Zoom being used an awful lot since COVID-19. And so as a result of that, cyber accountability really should be one of the key priority items on the board agenda right now.
Thanks, Mathieu. You're making a great case there for the case for cyber accountability at board level. The big question is how do we get the board to really sit up and take notice?
So the board and the CXOs really should look at the risk areas that apply to their businesses. So whether it's strategic, geopolitical risk, whether it's financial, operational, contractual risk, reputational, brand management, or closer to the themes that we normally cover, cybersecurity, storage, and compliance, they need to map out the risks that apply to their organization. And once they've done that, they can essentially educate themselves or be educated on the regulations that apply to their environment, understand how they need to protect the data from a storage and compliance and generic security perspective. And at that stage, we can do a real strategic assessment or a more operational assessment that allows them to draw a plan of action which really is quite operational and addresses the immediate issues and includes a plan for midterm and long-term management of the storage and compliance moving forward. The benefits of doing that are really the ability to demonstrate to regulators or enforcement bodies that they have taken cyber accountability seriously, that they do have a cybersecurity and compliance program, that program is an ongoing program, not just a point-in-time solution. I often say that compliance and security is a journey, it's not a destination. And when you look at cyber accountability from a decision-maker's perspective, that's really what it is. It's an ongoing journey. So you really need to take it seriously, map out the systems that and the data that you're protecting, and have the ability to show that you understand where the data is, how you store it, how you transmit it, and that you've taken appropriate security measures around it, which incidentally will allow you to comply with data protection regulation and GDPR.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's all the questions for today. Be sure to check in on ComputerWeekly.com for more podcasts on storage and compliance.